You're listening to SBS News.
Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen is using the latest UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's report to push for immediate action to drive down emissions.
This report makes it clear we have agency and urgency. Agency because it is not too late to hold the world as close as possible to 1.5 degrees, but urgency because we must move now. The best time to move was 20 years ago. The second best time to move is now. And the Parliament has an opportunity to make that move this week. The Parliament has an opportunity for the first time in a decade to put a measure in place to reduce emissions from our biggest emitters. That is the choice facing the Parliament this week. This is a big choice for the Parliament. The Parliament can seize this opportunity or squander this opportunity. That is the choice before the Parliament this week.
The government's proposed changes to the safeguard mechanism will put a cap on Australia's major greenhouse gas emitters. But some say it is not enough to reduce emissions and end global warming. Glenn Walker from Greenpeace Australia Pacific says the federal government needs to act quickly, end mining and the burning of fossil fuel, and close loopholes in the mechanism that allow polluters to offset their emissions.
The science is really clear. We can't open up any new coal, oil and gas mines if we're to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. And we're already feeling impacts from climate change, so we don't want to see it get worse. So the Australian Parliament needs to stop approving new coal, oil and gas mines. With the safeguard mechanism, this is the key tool the Australian Parliament has at hand to stop emissions from our industrial sector, including coal and gas mines. At the moment, there's way too many loopholes for big polluters. What we'd like to see happen is the loopholes closed and the policy passed through the Parliament. We want it dramatically strengthened, and then we also want action to stop new coal, oil and gas mines. We think we can do both of those things.
The Labor government needs the support of the Greens and two other senators to pass the climate legislation. However, the Greens are holding out their support, saying the government needs to commit to not opening or expanding any coal and gas projects. Greens leader Adam Bandt is accusing the government of ignoring the IPCC report, which says countries need to phase out coal and gas and increase investment in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to the required level.
The government needs to decide. The government needs to listen to the United Nations Secretary General or give them the middle finger. Because at the moment, Labor is giving the United Nations the middle finger by pressing on with opening coal and gas mines, despite the very clear warning that this will lead to climate collapse.
However, independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says the ban on coal and gas is not possible, and she is urging the Greens to pass the bill as a good starting point to reduce emissions.
I've made it very clear to the Greens you've got a starting point here. If you put that safeguards through, you have a massive balance of power in that Senate. And if you have a starting point like the safeguards, you can only build on that. You can only go forward, not backwards. And I think that is the best way forward.
Chair of the Carbon Market Institute, Kerry Schott, agrees, telling the National Press Club that a gas ban is not realistic and gas remains Australia's biggest transition fuel until renewables like hydrogen become more viable to sustain Australia's energy grid.
I do think that a ban to come in place, you know, now or in 12 months or whatever, it simply cannot be done. And it may be possible for some countries, but it is very difficult for us.
Meanwhile, the Teal Independents are supporting the bill, but have added their own amendments. Independent Zali Steggall says the IPCC report highlights the need for urgency to end global warming.
I call on the government, the Greens and the Coalition to come to the table and ensure we have a strong lever to reduce emissions. We can't faff around on this any longer.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.